Thank you, Alyssa, for blessing us with your beautiful voice. Let's give her some more love, please. I realized there was something else I wanted to tell you. That this month, I have been here for 11 years. Can you believe it? I know, I was telling Joy when she was in praying with me before service, I said, it's been 11 years. It's hard to believe. But there it is, 11 years. And I'm still having a really good time. Praise God. Okay. So the power of thought. In January, we're back to basics of science of mind because that's who we are. We believe in the science of mind, Ernest Holmes' teaching. And the power of thought in our thinking creates our reality. We all know that, yes? Good. And if you don't, you're going to learn it today. How we think determines how we live. Some ways I really like that, and other ways I question it. Oh my God, is my thinking going to create what I'm thinking? I hope not. Not sometimes, anyway. So Rex said earlier, as soon as we hit 2020, that means clear vision. 2020 means we have clear vision. But I want us to make it also that we not only have clear vision, but let's work with including clear thought. 2020 is going to be not only clear vision, but clear thinking. Yes? Are you willing to do that? Because you see, every time you write 2020, I want you to stop and think. That means clear vision. I'm going to be open, receptive to seeing clearer, and I'm going to be open and receptive in my thinking. Yes? Good. Because you see, together, we have the power to make 2020 a year of being open to greater possibilities of improvement and expansion. And something new, like the chairs being moved. For those of you who are new, we changed the chairs. Okay. And so we begin with a question this morning. How much of your divinity, how much of my divinity am I willing to activate this year? How much of your divinity are you willing to activate this year? Take a moment, breathe into that. So let's, this morning, do some make-believe and imagine changes taking place, okay? And be open. Be open to a new picture. And the TV weatherman announces that a flood is on the way. We're under a flash flood warning. Could be possible that all of the creeks are going to rise and the flood is coming. Just like the weather person, I'm here to announce you are under a flash flood warning. The conditions are just right. The conditions are right for you to be absolutely and totally honored by God. This is a flash flood of God coming into your life. Are you open? Good. You've been faithful. You have allowed your divine nature full expression. Now Spirit is saying there's about to be a flood, not of water. You will see a flood of God's goodness, a flood of opportunity, a flood of healing. Imagine, what would that look like in your life? A flood of good breaks. This flood will fill you with amazement. The flood of good is beyond your expectations. Where would you place that flood of good? The overflow of good breaks are heading your way. Hallelujah. The flood of good breaks are heading your way. Get ready. 2020, There's clarity and perfect outcomes are headed your way. Things are shifting in every area of your life. Feel that. You're about to come into the flood of perfect outcomes. The right people show up. The healer appears. Your business takes off. Breathe. The flood of good fortune lifts you up, making this the best year ever. 2020, you will experience the greatness of working in partnership with your divine nature. Amazing ideas will move you beyond old beliefs, old thinking. A flood of good opportunities are waiting just for you. Breathe in that. 2020 is your year. How did that feel? A flood of greater good than you could ever imagine coming into your life. Did what I say lift you up? Did you believe it? Could you feel the flood of good? Or did your thinking question what I was saying? What thoughts came up for you? Only you can answer that. The power of our thinking cannot be underestimated. Where our thinking goes, that's what will return to us. Everybody breathe. So in Science of Mind, we say change your thinking, change your life. So if you didn't think exactly like you would have liked to have been thinking, then that's okay. We'll change it. Our thoughts become our experience. So how do you allow the flood of good to be an everyday occurrence? I'm asking you these questions because I'm inviting you to answer them, not me. It's your thinking. I'm answering my own. So number one, don't believe everything you hear in your own mind and your own thinking, okay? I don't know about you, but I've really been watching this. And I go, really? You really want to think that thought? I say to myself, because remember, you are in charge of what you think. And number two, this came from Dr. Ken. He said, you know, we pick our vegetables with more care than we pick our thoughts or what we listen to. We do, don't we? And now that I go to the vegetable market after I heard this from him saying that, it was like I go there and I start really looking at it. You know, I bought some celery the other day and I kept turning around. It wasn't that good. I put it back. I picked another one up. If we did it with our thinking, wow, that wasn't a good thought. Okay, what could I think differently that would be more beneficial to me? It's also something that I tell, and a lot of you in this room, I've said this to you before, and I say it to friends and family members. When they're sick and they're not well or they're having surgery, I say, okay, before you even go into the surgery, the power of God is healing me now, is your mantra. And a couple of you have used that, yes? Okay. And when you come out of surgery or you're in a difficulty physically and needing a healing, you just keep repeating, the power of God is healing me now. And it works. And the faster people heal, and doctors have said, some of you have told me, that I healed really fast. Yes, because what we did was in our own mind, we came into cooperation with that power that lives within us. And it is our thinking that must change for our life to change. I even use the power of God as healing me now when I'm not sure of what's taking place in my life, or I don't have the answer yet. It's up to each one of us to mind our thinking. We can choose what thoughts we wish to believe. And if it's a thought that we really don't want to have responded back by the universe, then we just stop and say, oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Let me find a new thought. It's up to us what thinking we are going to allow flood our minds. Life is a mirror. And the more we focus on grievances, the more we focus on what's gone wrong, the more that we get upset about whatever it is taking place, that same upset will come to us in other directions, from other places. The more we believe good is flooding every area of our life, it has to come out and show us that there is greater good in everything that we do. Even when we're having difficulties, I say there's got to be good in this somewhere. And wait for that good to show up, because thinking floods of good fortune and blessings are right now moving into every area of my life, gives room for new possibilities. This new year, let us each allow gratitude and healthy thinking to be our guiding light. As we open to a greater sense of well-being with life-giving thoughts of possibility and loving kindness, first for ourselves and then for each other, because you see, it all begins within us. Let us each allow our actions. Let our actions go before us to tell people who we are. Our actions tell people who we are. So I'm going to invite each one of us to keep remembering the goodness of God is chasing you down. The goodness of God desires to take place in everything that you do. And so today, I'm going to invite you to allow the flood of God's love to wash over you. Imagine that. Just sit there and imagine. The flood of God's love is desiring to just wash over you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be any cuter. Just allow. Because our thinking is the key to our happiness. That's why we say, change your thinking, change your life. Looking for the good and actually praising the good even before it arrives. I love doing that. I love praising my day even before I get up out of bed. I say, oh, this is going to be the best day ever. It allows the opening of spirit to take place in our lives. Excuse me. When we praise the good before it takes place, we're really partnering with spirit. We're saying that there's a greater power at work in my life, in your life, and I'm calling it forth now. This year is especially important, in my opinion, that we set the tone for the new century. We set the tone for these next 10 years. Because together, I believe, we're creating a place, a solid foundation, using science of mind principles to deepen our connections to the divine, uplifting our thinking, our living, our actions. Next week, I'm going to talk about how we can learn to navigate the political scene in 2020. Now, I'm going to look around this room right now and see who doesn't show up. No. I think it's really important. That's why I talked first about how we're the power of our thought. But now we've got to take it into the political scene of this year, because I believe that we are a powerful center. And here is got to be a safe place for all of us to come in love, to come in unity, because I don't know about you, but I think this year is going to be powerful in so many ways. So we're gonna do some work next week on how to navigate that political scene that is going to be out there, so that we have a place that we can come and feel nurtured and nourished every week. Yes? And remain grounded in love, because let me tell you, we're going to need that. And to do it together. And first, we need to understand the importance of minding our thinking. Because it doesn't matter what's happening out there as it matters what's happening within me, within you. And it's our thinking that will create an atmosphere that is loving and kind and generous to all people. Because I believe that's what we want, is a world that works for everyone. So next week, that's what we're going to discuss. So how much of your divine nature are you willing to activate in 2020? Only you can answer that. Clear vision, clear thinking. I invite you to love your mind. Love your mind with all your heart and with all your soul. And say no thank you to anything that comes up that is negative. Yes? Good. Let's take that into prayer.